Technology continues in the direction of miniaturized wireless communication, but consumers are finding this a mixed blessing. This week, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration convened hearings on driver distraction, warning that people too often fiddle with little gadgets and gizmos behind the wheel. And it seems that every day there are a greater number of tiny devices to carry around. Wendy Vapors reports.
Okay, everything's attached to the belt, okay? This is my cell phone, this is my pager, this is my MP3 player, this is my Palm Pilot, this is my GPS, my TV, okay, this is my personal cockpit voice recorder.
Our Pepperdine belt is like a department store Christmas tree. It's gaudy, and there are a lot of joiners hanging off of it.
But to be connected is to be free. I am the office, wherever I go. You see this? Little fax wand. I sweep it over the document and then I plug it into the phone.
Wow.
Yeah, and then it goes into this loop on my belt.
You got everything there but the kitchen sink.
Well, I got the microwave. You see this? Insert the probe and I can finish cooking the inside of my rare hamburger with low power waves. No more sending it back to the kitchen in that long wait.
Don't you have children?
No.
Because, I would think that this would, like,
Oh, yeah, I don't think so, but you know, what if it does? I don't have time for a family. You know, look at the gadgets on my belt. Where would the baby stuff go?
Carl Pepperdine is not alone in his enthusiasm for the latest portable paraphernalia. Marva Hathaway is a freelance pants designer.
Darling, in fashion today, pockets are huge.
You mean like big?
I mean huge.
Like in enormous?
No, huge like trendy, not huge big. Because the devices themselves are so small, each one needs to be in a separate pocket. Because you never know what's going to beep or blurt or whistle or tweet next. And if you can't figure out which one is ringing, you know, it's kind of hugely embarrassing. As in big, not trendy.
Right. Speaking of trends, experts say that just like the universe itself, all these tiny electronic appliances will eventually crash back together.
Yeah, in the future, there will be one little gadget, just one. It will do everything. It will be, you know, all-powerful. It will be all-important.
Al Baba is a staff gizmatologist at the Center for the Study of Portable Doohickeys.
Your little gadget will know more about you than you do.
Ha!
Oh, you'll get your first one when you're very young. You know, maybe it'll be a teething ring, let's say, but it will also remember everything you do. It'll record your image, your voice, your thoughts.
So if you lose that, then there goes your whole, like, identity.
Yes, which means in the future, pickpockets will be as dangerous as hackers.
Other designers say, enough with the pockets already. But even when we have to carry only one thing, that thing will be so important. You'll want to have decoys to protect it. Lots and lots of decoys with lots of places to stash them. So I'm staying huge on pockets.
Huge as in trendy, not big.
Correct.
I'm Wendy Vapors, and I'm reporting.
Thank you, Wendy.
It's the bomb.
Yes, it is.